Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you.
It's a pleasure to bring this back from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Charles Collins is our guest, our new friend. He's the Chief Operating Officer of Airway Labs and Airway Management, an organization that helps people with their sleeping, helps them eliminate snoring, helps them eliminate the sleep apnea issues, all kinds of different products that they've developed that the founder, Thornton, is that right?
That's correct.
Dr. Keith Thornton, is that, I say that right? He's invented these, a number of products, and that we talked about in the previous segment, Charles. One of the things I want to ask you is, what's the different approach that you have with dentists as opposed to, say, a doctor? I know that you call on both of those people. Do they both use the same products, or is a doctor have more of a medical approach than just an oral approach?
Yes. So most physicians who typically, if a patient thinks they have a sleeping issue, they go to a physician, not their dentist. And so the physicians are used to the surgical options or CPAP machine, and the oral appliances like ours, and you'll even see some knockoffs on TV late night, are newer. And in some cases, some of those things you see on TV haven't been really well validated. And so, again, the oral appliances are kind of looked as a little bit newer, mm-hmm. but there's been a lot of research done on our devices and some of the other more credible ones. So it's opening up physicians' eyes to the oral appliance therapy because they are very well aware that CPAPs, while they are very successful in treating, the compliance with them is very low because they're still very cumbersome,
right,
and noisy and all that. I mean, there's been some massive progress with those devices, but they're still, the compliance is at best. I even had a large CPAP company tell me recently their compliance at best is 20%.
Wow. People who buy them actually use them successfully. So, all right, so what you're saying is that when you call on a dentist, you're asking them to use the same techniques and the same products as when you call on a doctor?
Well, there's some of our products are a little more geared towards, so the custom devices, so that's where it's made in our lab, Airway Labs, and we also have about 280 licensed laboratories that make our products globally.
Right.
They make custom devices that are usually more geared towards the dentist because a dentist or his assistant's taking impressions mm-hmm. of the patient's teeth and then sending them into a lab to be fabricated. So everybody gets
their own custom. Since it's in my mouth and mine's different from yours, everybody gets their own custom appliance.
That's very, very true.
Yeah. Okay.
But we also have some non-custom products that are a little more geared towards the physician because they are less familiar
right.
with working in the mouth. Uh-huh. So.
I want to shift over and talk about how you've grown your company because we're fascinated about this here on the show. You just mentioned that you're a global company. How many employees do you have?
We only have 30 full-time in our office here in Dallas.
Right.
But we have a strong network of distributors globally. So that's
right.
That's how we've grown kind of lean and mean. We focus on the innovation and leave the sales to our distributor partners, basically.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense, and a lot of inventors. That's a big decision. A lot of inventors have to decide, isn't it? When they're getting ready to go to market, do I take it to market? Do I continue to be the researcher and let somebody else take it to market?
Yes, we struggle with that. We even tried the other model where we brought on a few sales reps. I mean, actually, quite a few. But we realized that the initial model was to grow through our dental labs because
right.
all of these labs. They have these real personal relationships with the doctors, and mm-hmm. they're a better sales force than we can ever be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been the primary growth path.
So outsourcing has been one of your main methods of growing and using outsourcing
Absolutely.
Techniques.
Absolutely. So we focus on what we do best, and that's the innovation,
mm-hmm.
and leave the broader sales to our partners.
Do you apply that to other aspects of your business besides sales?
Absolutely. Even engineering. So Dr. Thornton, again, the inventor, owner, he comes up with the real rough concepts, and then we have an outsider consultant engineer that kind of cleans up the designs. So there's many aspects. We used to do a lot of the marketing that we do provide. We used to do in-house.
Right.
We outsource all that to a very reputable firm
to
kind of help us strategically think of how we're going to position all the products that we have.
Right.
So absolutely. It's like go with what you know best and leave the rest for those that specialize in those aspects.
I've said for a long time that outsourcing is one of the best things that ever happened to a small business. What do you think?
Absolutely. You have to. You can't do everything and do it well. You've got to find, this is critical to outsource, but also find good people that you can trust to do that for you.
Right. Yeah, you got to get the right partners, don't you?
Absolutely. You got to really, really vet them, see some of their work. I mean, it's common sense, but it's what you have to do.
Right. No, it makes a lot of sense. So I need the website one more time.
It's tapintosleep.com.
tapintosleep.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
They can find all the things that you do, and can they ask about you if they go to their dentist? Can they say, could you look at this company?
Absolutely. Most people in the dental field, if they're doing anything with sleep, are aware of our very well of our products.
Hey, Charles, good job today. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you.
Charles Collins, ladies and gentlemen, with Airway Labs. He'll be back. We'll check on him in a year or so, see how they're doing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.